I've never been much of a gardener, but for the past few years I've planted bulbs in the fall. And up until this year, I've pretty much been disappointed with the result. A couple of straggly-looking crocuses and a handful of tulips was about all that made it through the winter. But this spring, I'm proud to say it's quite different. I've got so many flowers popping up out of the ground, I'm not sure if they're all going to have room to bloom. If they do, it will be spectacular. And I'll be amazed, not because they're blooming, but because they made it through 5 months of snowy hell. I think that's a miracle. I'm not talking about a small, run-of-the-mill, blink-and-you'll-miss-it kind of miracle either. I'm talking about the miraculous renewal of the planet. Given what we've been doing to the environment, I think it's incredible that life returns every spring, right on time. Between global warming, endocrine-disrupting chemicals, radioactive contamination, and water and air pollution, the fact that spring shows up at all is a really big miracle. Let's face it. All it would take would be just one spring when nothing grew, and that would pretty much be it. By the time the store shelves had been emptied, we'd be done. Death and taxes are supposed to be the two things that you can't avoid, but both those things presuppose the existence of life in the first place. So I think spring should be added to the list. Glorious, beautiful, forgiving, resurrecting spring, because without it, life just wouldn't go on now, would it? My 7-year-old daughter has this lovely little book about the seasons. For every season, it explains how the earth changes. The final page of the book is about spring. It says that spring is the earth's birthday. Every time we read the book together, I get all dewy-eyed and silly. I know it's only a kid's book, but it really hits home. The truth is, I like it here. I love my life, my husband and my children's lives, the lives of my family and my friends, my dog, and the tiny perfect flowers that are miraculously growing in my garden, all brought to me courtesy of the fresh breath of spring. I think maybe it's time I said thank you.